This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome. It's Morning Devotions. Have you ever found yourself in a hopeless situation which only seems to get worse? Now, I think quite a few people do. Life becomes a nightmare. You don't quite know what to do. And you might speak to God saying, look, God, why doesn't this disease I've got go away? Why does my career just happen to be over now? Why am I losing my house? Why can't I just find the right person to marry? Can I still trust God if my hopeless situation doesn't change? They're the sort of questions that are real, and you know, you're not the only one who struggle with things like this. And I guess what I'm asking this morning is this: how do people deal with difficult events that change their lives? For example, the death of a loved one, or you lose your job, serious illness, or even terrorist attacks, other traumatic events. These are all examples of very challenging life situations, life experiences, and many people react to these things with a flood of very strong emotions. They mightn't really know how they feel. And of course, it's scary. These things can happen to anyone, happens to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. But it's amazing how, generally speaking, people cope with awful or stressful situations. And I think the word that is used is resilience. Some of us are good at being resilient, others are not. It means basically bouncing back from difficult experiences, and sometimes we get life out of perspective, out of all proportion. It was the well-known poet Alexander Pope who once said, "Hope springs eternal in the human breast." But I wonder, does it? A young married woman suddenly faces the prospect of life without her partner after he walks out. They've been married 3 years. And there's a huge debt there. Or a man in prison who had to leave his family and friends feeling so guilty. Or a young person goes to their doctor for just a routine checkup, only to be told, "I'm sorry, you've only got 12 months to live." How do you deal with those situations? So where's the hope when all hope is taken away? These circumstances can crowd in. I want to say today that God's grace is the secret to help us in hopeless situations. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 15 that God is a God of hope. It's a very simple statement, but it's true. If you trust in Christ, you have every reason to hope and to be hopeful. Because God knows where you are right now, and God knows the future. You're not the only one that's felt there's no hope. I mean, even Bible heroes had their times when they wanted to give up. There was Job, Moses, Jonah, Elijah, the powerful prophet of the Old Testament. And then there was Jeremiah, who is known as the weeping prophet. We read in Jeremiah 15, verse 18, "Why then does my suffering continue? Why is my wound so incurable? Your help seems so uncertain as a seasonal brook, like a spring that's gone dry." That's a very interesting version, the New Living Testament version of Jeremiah 15, verse 18. So have you ever felt like that? The prophet Jeremiah, he was saying, "Look, God, I've had enough. Can I really trust you?" And yet this great man was called to minister in a really awful time in the history of Israel. Let me quote from Psalm 24:18: "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed." In Psalm 130, the psalmist was trying to encourage the Israelites. "Israel, trust the Lord. He is always merciful, and he has the power to save you." So this is not something new, and I want to take this another step forward tomorrow on the same topic. What do you do when the hopeless situation gets worse? God's promises are not just meant for the Old Testament times, they're relevant for today as well. Try and cooperate with God, because God is your rock. And I think there are four words that we can think about: humility, surrender, acceptance, and obedience. Now, these are very powerful words, actually. Humility acknowledges that God is in charge of life, not us. Well, Heavenly Father, all too often we take things like our health for granted, and yet we know that others are struggling with sickness or bad news or misfortune. So, Lord, I want to thank you for good health and the blessings that you give each day. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.